We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Just a quick announcement here. I got a notification while we were in the break. Highway 13 right now is closed from Westmoreland Road to Dyer Road as sounds like there's some emergency personnel working an accident up in that area. So if you have plans to travel in that area, Highway 13 again closed from Westmoreland Road to Dyer Road. That's the road that you would take if you're on this side of Manhattan to go to Westmoreland, probably the quickest way there normally, but that is closed at this moment, so find another route if you have business in the Westmoreland area this morning. We're talking with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, president and CEO, and they've got a big event coming up next Thursday and Friday out at the Manhattan Conference Center. The Flint Hills Regional Leaders Retreat is coming up, and 2 days full of activities.
Yeah, so 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks from today, I think. It's some July 29th and 30th is when that event is. So historically, the Flint Hills Regional Leaders Retreat has been in January, and obviously we couldn't. And it's been in Kansas City, and obviously we couldn't do it in January this year, so we postponed it to July and moved it to Manhattan and. For the first time, which I am very excited about, and I think there are a number of other people that are excited about that as well. We are focused this year specifically on jobs and how do we jobs and economic prosperity and growth, and how do we grow jobs in Manhattan. The other thing that's going to be unique this year is we are setting aside almost 5 hours of the day and a half long event for dialogue and discussion. I think in the previous few years, we've heard a lot of presentations and had some outside people come in and talk. And I think what we heard from people who attended that was they wanted more time to visit and be able to talk through some issues that were going on locally and regionally and finding ways to prioritize projects and how can we work together on achieving some of these big goals that we have and addressing some of the challenges that we might have. And so we're looking forward to that. We do have a couple of people who will be coming in to speak. One is the Deputy Secretary of Commerce, Bill Murphy, who started about a year and a half ago with the Kansas Department of Commerce. And then we'll have and I say he's from outside. We kind of consider him one of our own at this point. But we'll have Perry Wiggins there to talk about what we need to do as a region to protect Fort Riley and take advantage of some opportunities there. Of course, as always, we'll have General Doug, the commander of the 1st Infantry Division, Major General Douglas Sims will be speaking. And then Blake Flanders, who's the president and CEO of the Kansas Board of Regents, will be outlining their economic development strategy that they're calling Pillar 3 that the regents have been working on specifically as it relates to Kansas State, and so some of the plans they have to increase their economic development capacity at Kansas State. So, again, very focused on jobs, very focused on growth. What are some investments that we need to be looking at to get more jobs in the region? Because it's you know, as we discussed the other night when we were in City Commission and they were looking at how to pay for continued operations of the city when you have flat tax receipts. There's only two ways that you can do that. Number one is you have to add the number of people paying taxes so you have more people here, or you have to raise taxes on the people who are here or cut services. We think the best approach is to try to get more people here spending money, and you do that by adding jobs, population, and visitors. And so that's why we think those activities are so important, because none of us want to see services cut, but none of us also want to see our own personal taxes go up more than they have to. So we're hopeful that by focusing on jobs and population growth and visitors that we'll be able to help those governing bodies come up with more revenues without having to tax the people already here.
All right, looking forward to that. That's July 29th and 30th. There's a schedule, and I believe this is on the chamber website, right?
Manhattan.org. You can get on there and find all the information for that. And it's open to anybody. You don't have to be a chamber member to come. It's open to anybody in the community. And in fact, we partner on that with Junction City Chamber of Commerce and Pott County EDC and the Wamego Chamber of Commerce. So we'll have people from all three counties there and hope that it will have good conversation.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great part of it is that it's not just Manhattan. It's Junction City, Wamego, part of that, Fort Riley, and K-State as well. I think a week after that, you have the business awards.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we put two huge events back to back, but that's just how that worked out. August 3rd will be our second annual business awards event. This is the first time we've been able to do it in person, which we're real excited about. And we have five awards that we give out. One is, and probably the most prominent, will be the Cornerstone Award. That award, we unofficially call it our Lifetime Achievement Award. So it's an award given to a business that has been in Manhattan for a number of years and has had significant impact on the community long term. We do not release finalists for that. We just announce it at the event. So you'll have to come to the event to see who wins that. Our other awards we announce finalists for, three finalists. We had a lot of nominations. We take nominations online. So for the Tourism Development Award, our three finalists are the Midwest Car Museum, the Wildwood Adventure Park, and Whoville, which I think most people know Whoville is the nonprofit that has created the annual Festival of Lights, and they make sure that takes place annually. We have a Small Business of the Year Award, and the three finalists for that are Prairie Wood Preserve, Bork Brothers, and Arthur Green. We have an Entrepreneurial Spirit Award, and the three finalists for that are the owners of Manhattan Brewing Company, the owner of Therapy, and the owners of Weddell & Sons. And then we have an award for the Women and Minority-Owned Business of the Year, and the finalists for that are G. Thomas Jewelers, Loving Arms Daycare, and Steve's Floral. We'll also be recognizing two businesses that have been into our legacy circle, which is for a business with a 50-year uninterrupted membership in the chamber, and that is Bacher's Catering and Walmart. So that all takes place August 3rd, 11:30, at the Manhattan Conference Center, and you can get information on that manhattan.org as well. But we just think as a chamber, we need to continue to recognize the importance of business in this community and that our well-being as a community and being able to maintain the quality of life that we all expect comes from having a vibrant business community and we need to make sure that people understand that owning and operating a business is a lot of work and they're risking a lot to do that. And so any opportunity we have as a Chamber of Commerce to recognize those individuals and recognize those businesses makes us very happy. And so we're looking forward to that event and to get the opportunity to recognize not just the winners but all the finalists and quite frankly all the ones that were nominated. But as it's always fun to get to tell people that they're finalists and they're very excited about that. It's just a lot of fun. Those are the kind of events when you get to recognize people and celebrate people. Those are a lot more fun than some of the other things that we do as a chamber. So very excited about that.
You take a look at each one of those finalists here, and each one of them is a uniquely Manhattan business.
Yeah, and that's what we have here. And I think it's one of the things that makes Manhattan special is the entrepreneurial spirit that's alive in this community. And people are willing to take risks and to do things that they have a lot of passion about, and so it's what gives us our character. You know, everybody has the big box stores, everybody has the chain restaurants, and those are all important, and we're glad to have those too. But where communities get their character is the local owned businesses, and you know, people identify a local restaurant maybe in a community where they like to go eat or a local store where they like to go shop and a local attraction that they like to go visit. And so, I think that Manhattan is very fortunate to have those kind of businesses, and it gives us a lot of character.
Yeah. I know I have friends from out of town who tell me some of their favorite places they like to go in Manhattan. And one that's mentioned a lot, and not to single anybody out, is the Varsity Donuts, you know, because everybody likes food. They associate that, and it's just one of our unique places here in town.
Everybody has their favorite, right?
Yeah.
It's always interesting to hear people, and it's a funny story, and I won't mention a name because it's just chamber president shouldn't do, but I think most people know I moved here, moved here from Norman, and a couple months after I moved here, I walked into Harry's, and Bob Stoops was there with his wife and Matt McMillan. As an OU fan, I took the opportunity to go over and welcome to Manhattan and visit with him a little bit. And the first thing that Coach Stoops mentioned was, had I been to these restaurants yet? even somebody like Coach Stoops, who has been all over the world, has his favorite Manhattan restaurants that he liked. He wanted to make sure that I'd been to visit. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I need to hear stuff like that. All right. Well, Jason, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to these events, the leadership retreat on July 29th and 30th, and then, of course, the Business Awards August 3rd.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to coming back next month and talking about the winners and talking about some of the things that come out of the leaders retreat.
All right. Sounds good. Jason, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Brandon. Good to be back in the studio.
Stay tuned. We'll talk Battle of the Badges up next here on News Radio KMAN.